Oh, yes, he has returned. Michael Jones, after a few weeks away, is back with us here on 2SER Breakfast to talk movies with Michael. Hey, mate, how are you going?
Hi, Danny. It's really nice to be back. Today I'm going to be expressing my opinion on Bullet Train. It's been a few weeks since I was last on air.
Long time between opinions. So.
Yes, apologies if I lose my train of thought.
Oh,
okay. I should move on before I actually do. This movie, Bullet Train, it stars Brad Pitt, Aaron Taylor Johnson, who you might remember from Kick-Ass, Brian Tyree Henry, who, did you ever watch Atlanta, the TV series Atlanta? He was in that.
Yep.
Joey King from The Kissing Booth, Andrew Koji from Fast and Furious 6, not to be confused with any of the other Fast and Furious movies, Hiroyuki Sanada from Wolverine and Mortal Kombat also pops up. This film is directed by David Leitch, whose previous efforts include Atomic Blonde, Deadpool, and John Wick.
All right, some real family fare then.
So you can guess where this film might be going.
Might have some guns in it.
This movie is based on a book by a Japanese person called Kotaro Isaka. Brad Pitt is the star. His code name in this film is Ladybug. He's an assassin. I mean, this time he only has a simple job, just pick up or steal a briefcase from a bullet train, which is travelling from Tokyo to Kyoto. From his first encounter with an over-officious conductor, whatever can possibly go wrong does. And chaos is bound to ensue when there are a bunch of other assassins and a boom-slaying snake on board.
Ooh.
Yes, they're all connected and everyone seems intent on vengeance, except Ladybug, who seems intent on practicing mindfulness.
Okay.
He's got a bit burnt out. Now, Bullet Train, as directed by David Leitch, is fast-paced, it's slick, occasionally very funny, often extremely violent, as you'd expect from the previous films I'd mentioned. It's always stylish, but definitely lacking in a bit of substance. And it actually probably owes more to the work of maybe Guy Ritchie and Quentin Tarantino and possibly even Sergio Leone's spaghetti westerns than it does to the original source material. Like I mentioned before, all except two of the original central characters from the book have been replaced by Western actors, even though the film is set in Japan. I think except for a few exterior shots, the movie was actually filmed on an LA soundstage. These two Japanese characters are now become peripheral characters whilst Brad Pitt's Ladybug takes most of the screen time. And even the two Japanese actors speak mostly English. But I suppose if you own the film rights to a book, you can pretty much
do what you want.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that I still kind of enjoyed the results from first stop to last. Maybe I was just in the right frame of mind to appreciate Brad Pitt's burnt-out, mindful assassin who would really like things just to end up peacefully. He makes a great contrast to Aaron Taylor Johnson's Tangerine, a much more aggressive character with a soft spot for his brother and fellow assassin Lemon. Yes, they are named after the fruits. The fight sequences in this film are fantastic. Obviously, they're in the confined spaces of the bar, dining car, and even the quiet carriage of the bullet train. They're extremely brutal, yet neither combatant ever seems to suffer more than a small cut or bruise to the face. And this is highly stylized comic book violence, obviously. I suspect the original novel did delve a lot deeper into themes like the vagaries of fate, but you can go and watch films that go deeper into that if that's what you want. The vagaries of fate do get a quick nod in this film, with Ladybug often cursing his bad luck. But be honest, that's not why you go to see a movie like Bullet Train, directed by a guy like David Leitch. You're there to simply watch people kick, punch, stab, shoot each other, occasionally hit each other with blunt objects, defy the laws of physics and say a few amusing things to stitch it all together, which does to pretty good effect for the most part, even if the film does go off the rails a bit towards ridiculousness in the final act. Overall, this film is an entertaining action comedy and does what it needs to do. This film arrives on time at its destination well before it runs out of steam. I say, all aboard for Bullet Train.
Oh, my God. I hope next week's movie is as puntastic as that one. Michael, thank you so much for returning for Michael at the Movies. That's Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, in cinemas now. You're listening to 2SER Breakfast.